بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Warm welcomes to all of you from wherever in the world it is that you are hearing our voice. I hope that you're all doing great. I hope that you've had a great day and that the rest of your day is going to be wonderful. I'm Fatima Shamili, the host of the program Questions and Answers in Islamic Beliefs. And I would like to say my salams to our honorable guest, Brother Naqawi. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
Thank you for coming here. So, as you all know, one of the most outstanding features in the month of Muharram is crying. Okay, crying for Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now, sometimes you feel like when you go to ceremonies or celebrations of the martyrdom of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam, to those gatherings, the main goal of those gatherings is for you to shed tears. Now, Brother Naqawi, something that I've always struggled with is that I think Imam Hussein alayhi salam was about 60 years old when he went on the day of Ashura, right? So that's like a complete, mature, experienced man. But we always talk about his life that like in those few days of the plain of Karbala, right? As though like we only know him through... Yes, he was very brave. He lost all of his loved ones on the plain of Karbala. And then he became martyred in a very, very brutal way. Okay? But the question is, what led to a human being of 60 years of age and 60 years of experience to sacrifice his life, sacrifice his family's life and all of his friends and loved ones on the day of Ashura?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, before I answer this question, that what led him to do so, you just mentioned a sentence in your question that we know him, he got martyred at the age of 60,
mm-hmm.
and we only talk about the Ashura.
Right.
What about before it?
Right.
We need to remember that, you know, we have the prophets and imams, they are the authority from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
That's the first thing. The second thing is, whenever there is an authority or the close guardian or successor or a master or leader from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is upon us, a hujjah, in that time, the other people should just listen him and they must follow him.
Right.
Because he's the authority. Now, sometimes the people, they ask like, why we don't have the ahadith from Imam Ali at the time of the Prophet?
Mm-hmm.
It's because the Prophet is the authority.
Mm-hmm.
And Imam Ali became the authority after him.
Right.
And that's why we have the ahadith and narrations from Imam Ali. It's always after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Right.
And in the time of Imam Ali, you will never see Imam Hassan talking about anything. You will see Imam Hassan's speeches and the sayings and all those things after Imam Ali. And same is the case with Imam Hussein.
Right.
Because when we see there was, we had this, at the time of Imam Hassan, when Imam Hassan had the war with the Muawiyah, or at the time of Imam Ali, we see all these things. At that time, we don't see like Imam Hassan is coming forward and saying something to his father. Because the father is the authority, Imam Ali is the authority.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons that whatever we have from Imam Hussein is after the martyrdom of Imam Hassan alayhi salatu wasalam. Because now he became an imam.
Mm.
And now he's ordering. Because before that he was submissive to his leader,
right,
to his authority. And that's why we see in the history, we never see that Imam Hussein has said anything where Imam Hassan is talking about something. He even never given advice to his brother. Because he's submissive to the Mawla.
Right.
And obviously Prophet said, Man kunta mawlahu fa aliyun mawla. Whoever's master am I, his master is Ali. So the idea is, even today, in today's world, we should be submissive to the sayings of the imams and not talking about ourselves, that I think the religion should be like this. For example, we have many people, they say, taqlid is haram, we do taqlid of imam, for example, not the mujtahid. It's basically he's bringing his own religion into the, his own ideas into religion, whereas he should be submissive to the sayings of the Imam. Now, the question was, what made Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam to sacrifice everything for the sake of Islam? We all have our existence from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah has is the sole entity that has existed by himself. He gave existence to us. So we are the possible existence, existing being, or possible being, mumkinul wujud. And he's the absolute being, wajibul wujud. Now, we have everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our family, kids, my own life, wealth, I don't know, the property, anything that I have. And that is the idea. When you are submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know that, you realize, you have the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know that these all things are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this all will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will be returning towards Him. So Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, for the sake of Islam, for the sake of religion, because Imam has made it clear that I am going out against the Yazid for Amal bil Ma'ruf and Nahiyan al Munkar. Amal bil Ma'ruf, calling for the good and
forbidding evil.
Nahiyan al Munkar. So this phrase tells us that Islam of that time was in danger and the Islam was changing. The things were becoming haram that were halal and the halal things were becoming haram. So Imam stood at that time against the oppressor of the time and the one who was changing the Islam and who was trying to bring changes into the Islam. So Imam stood against that, and in that part, Imam did not deny to sacrifice anything that he had. And obviously we see that, we see this also in the story of Hazrat Ibrahim, that Allah said, you need to sacrifice the most beloved thing that you love. And he saw in this world, he loves his son the most, because after a long time he had a son. And he left him first in the Mecca, and then after that he returned to his son, and he was a young man. And at that time Allah said, you need to sacrifice the one you love the most. And he came up with this result that he loves his son. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously changed his son. He exchanged the son with the sheep, and he saved the son of the Hazrat Ibrahim. So here is the point, that whenever you're working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to sacrifice the most beloved things, even if it is the family or the friends or anything that are there. So that's why we see Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, in order to save Islam, he did not even deny to sacrifice his family or the kids.
Saint, I begin with thee, for you are the key. Saint, I begin with thee, for you are the key. Saint, in calamity.
Sayyid Naghawi, now, if Imam Hussein did such a great thing as to sacrifice the most beloved of people, not only because they were his kin and they were his blood, flesh and blood, but because they were truly the best of people that were living, you know, why is it that we cry for him then?
Well, crying is something natural. It's the human nature to cry. Whenever he hears or he feels a pain, he cries. And obviously, when we are in the grief, we always cry. The people who are not crying, they have a problem, basically. Mm. Medically also. You know, when someone passes, if there is a next kin, for example, mother or brother, sister, if you see they're not crying, the doctors, they say, like, try to make her cry. Why? Because if she does not cry, it will affect the, you can say, like, the mind or the psychology of the person. Mm-hmm. Or the person can become mad because he's not crying. So, or maybe he can go later in the coma or something like that. The issues can be, like, he can face some issues medically also. So crying is something natural, because when we hit someone, if he feels the pain, he cries. Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam was a great leader, was a great personality. And because we lost a great personality in that time, and the people of that time were not with him, we cry for this. On the second thing, obviously, he was the grandson of the Prophet, and he was the Imam. So we feel pain when we hear about the incidents.
But shouldn't we celebrate that day, that it was a victory for Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam?
It was a victory, but obviously, you know, the victory is that Islam was saved. That's fine. But we do not celebrate it because on that day, it was a tradition that Banu Umayyah used to celebrate this day. And we do not, because we go according to the rule or law of nature. The law of nature tells you that when you listen to these stories, I cannot, like, laugh or smile when I hear about the incident, what happened to, for example, Hazrat Ali Akbar or Hazrat Ali Asghar. Mm-hmm. So these stories, they itself has pain in it. And obviously, we have the verse in the Quran as well. So in the Surah An-Nisa, verse number 148, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء. Allah do not likes you to raise your voice, bil jahr, like raising a voice or crying loudly, bis su, if someone has hurt you. Min al qawl, with the, like, it is not allowed you to loudly cry if someone has hurt you. Illa man dhulim, except if it was a dhulm.
If you were being oppressed.
Oppressed, if you were oppressed. So if we are raising the voice, it's because we've been oppressed. Imam Hussein was oppressed. The Imam of the time, the authority from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who was the authority of that time, he got killed by some people just because they were ignorant towards his status. Because he was promoting the real Islam and they did not want him. Because you know that Yazid, even he denied the Wahi revelation. He said there wasn't any revelation on the Prophet. It was all story that was made by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Na'udhu billah. So at that time, obviously, the Quran also says that لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. And obviously, we have other stories as well where it is said, like, the ladies, some of the ladies of the Prophet, like the wives of the Prophet, where they cry. So crying itself is a natural thing to do. And the person who does not cry, he is the one who has some problem.
So we're actually crying for our own feelings, not for what happened to Imam
Hussein. No, we are crying for the feelings and the cause as well. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we say, Ya laytana kunna ma'ak.
Maybe we wish we were there
with Imam Hussein. Why? Because we could protect him. Mm-hmm. We could give our lives for the same cause. And this is the cause, basically, which you cry. The people, there are the different way. There are the different types of crying, basically. One person cries because he is ashamed of what he has done. One person cries on his sins. One person cries when he hears the recitation of the Quran. And this crying for Imam Hussein is for the greater cause. Mm-hmm. And it has the thawab as well. It has the reward as well when you cry for Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam.
Okay, thank you so much, Sayyid Naqawi. Today we talked about why it is that we cry for Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, and also why is it that we don't have much reference regarding the life of Imam Hussein alayhi salam prior to the event of Ashura. I hope that you all enjoyed listening to this program, that it was beneficial to you all. Please do share with us your questions, comments, and criticisms. We look forward to hearing from you. Until another episode of Questions and Answers in Islamic Belief, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن، إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن، لعلي وحسين وحسن. لبان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبان لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن حب أهل البيت فرض عندنا حب أهل البيت فرض